Despite the continuation of a state takeover, Atlantic City no longer appears on the verge of financial collapse. And as WHYY's Joe Hernandez reports, its tourism numbers are also improving.
More people were parking at Atlantic City casinos and booking rooms there in June than during the same time last year. That's according to a new report from Stockton University that analyzed revenues from room and parking taxes. Professor Brian Terrell says the uptick holds true even though two new casinos opened in the gambling town at the end of June.
You would expect that if all the new properties were doing was cannibalizing the existing business, that those metrics would be down across the board, that they're up.
Last week, Governor Phil Murphy announced that Atlantic City would remain under state control for the foreseeable future, although he once promised to return local control. From the New Jersey desk, Joe Hernandez, WHYY News.